The Angie's List you know and trust is now Angie, and we're so much more than just a list. We still connect you with top local pros and show you ratings and reviews, but now we also let you compare upfront prices on hundreds of projects and book a service instantly. We can even handle the rest of your project from start to finish. So remember, Angie's List is now Angie, and we're here to get your job done right. Get started at Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I, or download the app today.
You can host the best backyard barbecue when you find a professional on Angie to make your backyard the best around. Connect with skilled professionals to get all your home projects done well. Inside to outside, repairs to renovations. Get started on the Angie app or visit Angie.com today. You can do this when you Angie that.
Angie has made it easier than ever to connect with skilled professionals to get all your jobs projects done well.
I absolutely love this because, you know, if you own a home, it can be really hard to maintain. It's hard to find people that can help you for a big project or a small. Well, whether it's in everyday maintenance and repairs or making dream projects a reality, it can be hard just to know where to start. But now all you need to do is Angie that and find a skilled local pro who will deliver the quality and expertise you need. Angie has over 20 years of home service experience, and they've combined it with new tools to simplify the whole process. Bring them your project online or with the Angie app, answer a few questions, and Angie can handle the rest from start to finish. Or help you compare quotes from multiple pros and connect instantly, which means you can take care of just about any home project in just a few taps. Because when it comes to getting the most out of your home, you can do this when you Angie that. Download the free Angie mobile app today or visit Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I.com.
Welcome to the Think Loud crew, three moms getting real with our WTFs and our daily life moments. My name is Cheyenne, and I'm still voting that we have a new intro. Anybody else?
You did a great job.
My name is R. I also think we need a new intro. Help us, people.
I vote for Hi, I'm Shannon, but I vote for Zach to pre-record it, and we just put him on.
But is he pre-recording the part that says, I'm three moms getting real?
No, I think we just have Zach be part of it. Y'all, this is that show y'all normally listen to. It's three moms and the blah, blah, blah.
Zach, we just need a different intro. Also, then we start. We need a new intro as well. But hi, guys. I just want to say one thing before we jump into everything else. Last week's episode, Ryder was being Ryder. So a lot of people are asking if Ryder is going to Paris this summer, and it's to be determined. You'll find out when
summer ends.
Summer just started. It is a lot of pressure on us right now.
And Ryder has a full schedule. So it's also like, when would this happen?
Ryder's schedule on top of Ace's schedule. Zach looked me in the other day and is like, I just don't understand. Mm-hmm. So it's basically like she goes to camp via her school on Mondays, Wednesdays, and Fridays.
Okay.
And then she does a gymnastics camp on Tuesdays and Thursdays.
That's nice.
But then on Wednesdays and Thursdays, she has reading camp before she has those camps on those days. So like Wednesday, she does.
So in the morning?
In the morning. So at 8:30, she does to reading camp. And then she goes to her school's camp. And then on Thursday, she does reading camp. And then she goes to gymnastics camp. But on Wednesday, she also has swim after she does reading camp, school camp, and then she does swim. So Wednesdays are like a jam-packed day for her. And then on top of that, Ace does my gym on Wednesdays, which is like a class for like you know, like the baby class. Yeah. And then he does a Little Ninjas class on Thursdays. Aww. And then he does swim on Saturdays.
Oh, he has a schedule too.
Girl. Mm-hmm. So I had to, like,
I'm praying for you all.
Write out a full blown calendar because I'm forgetting
what days are which and what day.
Literally. So I'm going a little crazy right now.
And I'm over here trying to make a fuller schedule for Parker because he only has, I'm trying to figure out next week. And I'm like,
what to do with
this? Where do you go? I need to, because I didn't plan it. I didn't plan well this summer. Last summer was perfect.
Yeah.
And I had like a schedule going on for him. But this summer, I don't know what happened. So I was trying to coordinate with like buddies and everything so like they could have the same thing. But then life happened and just work, and I didn't get those other camps in. And so now everything is
booked. The crazy thing is, I didn't realize how difficult summer was until last year when I didn't plan And I felt like everybody's asking, what camp is she doing? What camp is this? And I'm looking like, wait, I had to do this like during the school year. And I feel like this summer I was so prepared for it, but almost too prepared that I wanted to make sure that they were doing something every week, every day. And now I'm like, dang, I should have left like a few days.
Pockets. So you can have free time. Or you can do random other things.
So I did leave a couple weeks that are like breather weeks for her. And then I realized that even though I sent her dad the schedule, he still planned like trips during those times. And this is where they say like you got to pick and choose your battles. And like it would be easier for me to just say, oh, okay, rather than being like, hey, you know, we paid for camp that week.
We have these plans.
Like, she had camp this week that we paid for. Do you remember? But instead I'm like, have a good trip.
Have fun.
Do you have any other dates? Do I need to block out? No. I'm literally like, pick and choose your battles. It's not an argument. Just go. Just let it go. Yeah. Let it go. And because I'm sure there's going to be a day where I don't.
Where you want to take her out of camp and so you can't be like, well.
Right.
I got mad at you, but now I'm doing it.
That's co-parenting.
Co-parenting is interesting. It's all about communication.
Yeah.
I think that's such the biggest key.
Yeah. Corey posted our like family group pictures that we did the other day. And I was reading his caption.
What did his caption say? I saw it, but I didn't read because I saw that he wrote like co-parenting and like.
Pull it up.
I was reading his
caption. But I didn't read the caption about it.
I feel like I almost had to read his caption like two times.
Was
maybe
it
three. It was a little confusing for me. Because I'm his co-parent.
Yeah.
So I'm like, what is this? What are you trying to say here? And then I realized, like, I'm reading too deep into it. And I think he was just genuinely speaking and that this wasn't for me necessarily.
Just so, co-parenting in a ray of light.
For context, the caption says, co-parenting. I get a lot of questions about co-parenting, and I think the biggest thing I can tell people is that every situation is different.
I think that's all I read.
Love it. But a big part that people should realize is that you have to put your personal pride aside and do what's best for your child. I completely agree. Repeat. Put your pride aside.
And that was all caps.
And I'm like, this is all caps. Are you yelling at me? Like,
are you talking to me, sir?
Are you yelling at me right now? Because what did I do?
What happened?
Right.
So this is like Corey's PSA.
And I'm thinking, my pride is always to the side. And then it said, it's not always going to be easy, but remind yourself that you want what's best for your child. Agreed. I can't stand when parents talk bad about the other parent in front of a child that only brings negative energy into the situation and confusing for the child. And I agree. And then he said, but trust me, I get it. We're all human and it's not easy at all. And I'm just like,
wait,
I don't think he was necessarily.
I don't think he was talking
about
to me. And I also realized, I don't even think he's talking about our co-parenting.
Yeah,
because
no,
I think it was a general thing, but I read and I'm like, we don't talk bad about you.
You're like, excuse me,
sir. And then I'm thinking, do we talk bad
It's also this repeat, put your pride aside in all caps.
The all caps, I'm like, who the fuck are you doing
I feel
there?
Like that was him speaking
who are you
like,
talking to
other people.
I wanted to comment and be like, who are you yelling at in all caps? But then I had to realize, step back.
Yeah. It's a,
put your prejudice aside. It's not about you.
What if he was just talking about himself?
Maybe he was.
Like, maybe he's
that's
his
like
pride
his
aside.
Lesson where he's like, you know, I'm putting my pride aside. This is something that's worked well for me. I'm going to yell it for the people in the back.
And like, maybe he was yelling it for the people in the back. And because I parent with him, I just took it like he was yelling
right.
at
thought he
me.
Was
I'm sure, well, I'm sure that's
y'all,
automatic.
I didn't even, I wanted to comment so bad and be like, who are the all caps for?
Who are you yelling at? Why are you putting big caps?
I was
in co-parenting.
Like, what's happening here?
Do we have a problem?
Are we having an online argument that I don't know I'm a part of? And I was like, whatever, let me just like this picture and scroll. But how is co-parenting for y'all going right now?
My co-parenting situation at this moment is not so great. In all transparency, I think we lack of communication. And I've figured in our situation, I think the other co-parent has not put his pride aside, and he thinks he deserves. I think he puts himself on this tier that not both of us are at. I'm not up there with him. I don't meet eye to eye where he's at, where he thinks he's at.
Does he almost have like a sense of entitlement?
I think he does. And it's very frustrating on my side, being the sole parent, being the parent
the
that does the primary parent.
Yeah.
The parent that does everything, all the planning, deals with all the issues, all the things.
Yeah.
And, not once do I really get a feedback when I ask for a feedback when I really need it as a parent. So when situations come arise, I feel like he has a sense of entitlement that whatever he says goes. And I'm at a point in my life where, no, I've worked too hard to get to where I'm at. I feel like I'm comfortable of who I am.
So and it's like you found your voice.
I found my voice in this whole journey of me and Robert. And before, I didn't really have a voice. I was scared to stand up for myself. I was scared to...
It's like you have clarity. So
I
you
have
feel
clarity.
Strong
yeah, feel
in your,
strong. Like,
yeah.
who are
conviction.
You talking
yeah.
to?
Yeah.
So... Now
say that again, Shannon.
No, seriously, like
put it in all caps.
Why are you talking to me? Because there was a situation recently, and I'm not going to go in super detail, but prior that week, you know, sometimes he'll see his dad on Fridays. Fine, cool. They'll have dinner, maybe sleep over, whatever. And that, it came up last week, it came up to Friday. It was the weekend before we left for our trip. And all day and the day before, heard nothing from him. So in my head, I guess Friday isn't, because I'm not going to reach out.
Yeah.
I'm not going to say, hey, what, you know.
Are
we still on? Because at this point, I feel like I don't, that's not my job. And if you have like some plans or things that you need to, that you're going to do, you're going to communicate with me.
Yeah.
So I feel like communication has just been so messed up, and it's been really irking my nerves. Mm-hmm. And like just situations come around, or if like, then he will decide to amp up on me and all these different things. And I just, it's not fair. One, two, no, you're not going to come and yell at me because you didn't have your communication sucks.
Yeah.
And then you're going to try to put it back on me. So my co-parenting right now, I'm trying to figure it out. I'm trying to, I think I'm to a point where I don't want to try to understand his situation or what he's going through. I know he's going through a lot, and he had a loss. He has all these other things. But at the same time, you decided to have kids.
Yeah.
You decided to have three different types of situations.
Are you cool with the girl that he's with right now?
I thought I was. I thought I was. I thought we were on a understanding level.
Yeah.
And to a point when, you know, I thought I could text her and be like, hey, and some pictures and
Yeah.
Blah, 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 blah. But
all working towards, like, the same.
All working towards, let's all just
be here present for the kids. I thought that is what was happening also.
And it was happening. And then there was one situation where I went over and I was dropping off Parker, and which is another discussion. But I was dropping off Parker. I came into their home, and I stayed for a minute just to get Parker situated or whatever. Or, like, it was a comfortable situation. And then after the fact, I got a text from him saying, don't you ever overstay your welcome, and saying all this stuff. And I was like, huh, that's really strange, because I thought I was invited in your home. But, you know, if you're not, if you don't want somebody in your home, you're going to be like, all right, bye. Like, but it was a whole different situation. So, again, comes back to communication. Yeah. So I thought me and her were on a good terms, but.
Has she ever said anything to you?
No. Mm-hmm. So I don't know that whole thing, and I'm in a space where I feel like I'm always a bigger person in situations, so it's hard to always put myself out and be like, hey, you know, what's the deal, or hey, but I'm just writing it out right now, and the thing that just sucks is that the communication's so bad that sometimes, you know, he doesn't get to see his dad on those days.
Have you guys tried counseling, or is that something that has come up at all?
No, I've brought it up, and I think we're so deep into, I'm open to anything at this point, but I don't know.
Do you think that there's just so much history that there's no, like, undoing it or fixing it?
I feel like on my side, I did a lot of therapy to undo the history of, like, what...
To address what to you were address,
to make sure that Parker comes first. Because in Corey's thing, the kids come first, put your pride aside. It's not about me and him.
Mm-hmm.
But it's about Park, you know?
Yeah. And I think, going back to Corey's caption...
We love this,
The... You know, if you sit there and you really read line by line and think about, like, your own co-parenting, it's like, this makes so much sense. But it makes so much sense, but it's also, like you said, everybody's human, and there's mistakes that will happen.
Yes. Mm-hmm.
And there will be days where you will get frustrated with whoever your partner is, and maybe you say something under your breath. I remember there was one day, and I said something about Corey under my breath, and it wasn't anything bad, but it was just like, oh, you're fucking crazy. Yeah. Like, you know, like, one of those, and Ryder was going to be like, who are you talking about, Mom? And I'm like... Your aunt.
It's like you have to redirect quick.
Yeah. Because you don't ever want to put that energy onto your child. But at the same time, it always makes you think, is my co-parent using this same energy that I'm using with my kid? And I, you know, Corey and I, we co-parent very well. And it's not easy. We've had rough patches. We've had to get over them. But at the end of the day, I do think, and I really believe that, he respects me enough, Taylor respects me enough, I respect them enough that I would never put any of that energy onto Ryder. It scares me to think if it was an opposite situation, how it would be, how would it affect me, and not only me, but how would it affect my kid?
Ryder,
The Angie's List you know and trust is now Angie, and we're so much more than just a list. We still connect you with top local pros and show you ratings and reviews, but now we also let you compare upfront prices on hundreds of projects and book a service instantly. We can even handle the rest of your project from start to finish. So remember, Angie's List is now Angie, and we're here to get your job done right. Get started at Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I, or download the app today. Angie's List is now Angie, and we've heard a lot of theories about why.
I thought it was an eco move. Fewer words, less paper.
No, it was so you could say it faster.
No, it's to be more iconic.
Must be a tech thing.
But those aren't quite right. It's because now you can compare upfront prices, book a service instantly, and even get your project handled from start to finish.
Sounds easy.
It is, and it makes us so much more than just a list. Get started at Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I. Or download the app today.
That's what, and I feel like that scares me too sometimes, because I don't fully think I get, sometimes I feel like I don't, but I feel like I get, I don't know what I get at when he goes to his dad's house or around his other family. But I, the energy I give to Park about his dad is,
we good
love,
energy.
Good energy. We love him. He's an amazing dad, you know. So I never give that energy off. But as of recent, it's hard to not to.
Yeah. It's hard because Parker's smart. He's older. And he knows, like, my dad is right here.
Yes.
So it's not, it's a little different in my situation so... where it's like for Boss, he's like, oh, I had to get on this plane. Exactly. I got to do this whole, like, performance, you know? Whereas Parker's like,
my dad's right up the street.
He's right on the street. Like, I know where he works. Like, so... I think about it because it's like, what would I do in that situation where it's like, okay, I want to protect my child, their feelings, but it's also like, I know what it feels like to want your child to have their father.
Yeah.
Like,
yeah.
And it makes it really difficult because it's like, what does that boundary look like where you're not trying to put your own personal, like, sentiment in with, like, what you think your child may be feeling or what you think your child may need. So
it's such a hard balance.
I'm in my own struggle where, like, I agree with Corey. You got to take your pride out of it. You know? And that's on both sides. But it's like, okay, once you've done that and once you see, like, have your moment of clarity where it's like, hey, you know what? No matter what I do, no matter what I give, no matter, like, what boundaries I enforce, no matter how assertive my voice is.
Yeah.
It's like, at what point do you really make a decision? And I don't know if this is the right way to say it, or like even if this is something you have to do to be like, you know what, we're not taking this anymore. Or like, because with Cheyenne, when Cheyenne first had Ryder, it was like, look, you're either in all the way or you're not.
And I had the papers ready when Corey came into Ryder's life. We had a very direct conversation that I'm not going to take a 50-50 dad. Like, I'm not going to take a dad that's going to jump in, jump out, be over here, go over here. I'm maybe your dad and maybe not your dad. Like, I wasn't going to do that to her. Mm-hmm. So you're either going to do it 100% or you're going to sign your rights.
Yeah.
And within that, I'm not coming after you. I don't want child support. I don't need any help. But I don't want any contact. It's just you're either going to do this and you're going to do it my way, the correct way, like, and at the time I was literally telling him, like, this is it.
An ultimatum.
It is, or you're not gonna do it at all, and that's okay because I feel like I genuinely made the decision by myself to have her. Mm-hmm. There was no conversation of what do you think we should do. I made the decision. I'm gonna have her, and when I made that decision, I was like, I'm gonna have her, and I'm gonna do it all by myself. I'm gonna know where. I'm gonna take care of her by myself. I'm not gonna ask anybody for help, and if somebody comes along, you know, when the dad situation got figured out, I'm still not going to ask for, like, I don't want to go to court. I don't want to put you on child support. I want to be able to, I made this decision, I'm going to do it. So when I gave him that ultimatum and I explained, that means your time. Mm-hmm. That means financially you're supporting her, emotionally you're supporting her, all these things, not just picking her up on one day and saying boo and maybe going to get a piece of candy and ice cream and then you drop her back off. That's not it.
That's saying boo. Yeah.
And look, you know, he was like, I'm so confused. There's papers that you can sign that give up your child.
Corey, matter of fact, was like, let me take you to the courthouse right now and change Ryder's last name.
He was like, I'm at Target. I already have diapers in my cart and bottles. He's like, no, I'm going to do it 100%. And you know, once we made that decision, then things did become split. Finances became split. Even finances that I had prior to Ryder, I mean, prior to, like...
Like hospital bills.
I had her labor we thought was covered under my stepdad's insurance. I was under his fireman insurance, but because I wasn't his blood child, we later realized that my labor wasn't covered.
Interesting.
I didn't know that my mom had secretly been paying my labor bills, which was like almost $80,000. She's been secretly paying it Psycho because lady. She felt so bad, and oh, she that already they couldn't, that they didn't cover it. And the thing is, I asked my stepdad to please call and check, or I need to get different insurance. He swears he called and checked. He swears that they said I was covered, but in hindsight, I wasn't. So my mom had secretly been paying these bills, and then one day I was applying for a credit card and I got denied, and it said I had stuff on my collections. And I'm like, what? I go and check, and I had all these hospital bills. Oh, on shit. My thing that she wasn't able to keep up with, rightfully so.
I would, right.
You know, it was a lot. So I had to pay all that. So he split all those with me. And I think it was at that point I realized, okay, like, you're going to do this. And you're going to
help.
You're going to help. And it was hard for me to even accept the help because I was in such a mindset of I'm a single mom mm-hmm. and I don't want shit from anybody.
Yeah.
But I think going back to what you said is making that decision. That was a decision for me that it was like in or out. I'm not, I can't do the it's in and out. You know what I mean? Like, I feel like you're doing too, like more damage.
Yes. Not just to good. The child, but like to the parent as well. Cause now it's like, when I look at you, it's like you are worn. This situation has worn you out, you know?
I think I am worn out, but at the same time,
still going.
I'm still going.
You're still going.
And
but you're also finding like every, new layers.
I feel like I have gone through so much. It's been 7 years of trial and error. Yeah. I feel like everyone's situation is different. And I'm learning to accept my situation for what it is, even though it's not the prettiest. It's not what people would want for me. And I know you two don't want, you know, but I feel especially just from like these past few weeks of dealing with what everything, it's hard because I do have those things in my head like, do I do this? Do I do that? And it's so hard for me because then I feel like the other routes would damage since mm-hmm. everything that he's so old, he's older now.
Yeah.
I think that would be really damaging.
It's almost like this has become his norm.
Yes. Yeah. And it kills me. It kills me sometimes because, you know, other half of the time, he's fine. But then Parker, as you guys all know, is very, he holds a lot in. I don't know if it's because he hears so much or goes through so much or whatever the case may be. But, it's just, it just... All that to say is I think if anyone is going through co-parenting situations or, you know, struggling through it, the main thing I feel like is to make sure you guys are just communicating no matter what the situation is and making sure that the other co-parent understands that they need to communicate mm-hmm. and they don't.
It goes both
ways.
Yeah.
And, you know, I just being the bigger person, I like to make sure that he knows what's going on, if he's going to help or not. But I'm just like, hey, here's what's going on. This is that. And just I think that's me putting my pride aside.
Is he receptive to that when you do it?
He is. Mm-hmm. And, you know, at times he tries his best. At times I'm like,
hello? Hello? I wish y'all could see Shannon's face like, just now.
Literally, hello? Are you there? Like what?
Mayday, mayday.
Yeah.
And then at times, he likes to pull cards on me. Like, well, I have this going on. I have that going on. And I have... And
everybody has something going on.
And I want to see you.
That's cute. So do I.
Yeah.
Yeah, and so I think he pulls those cards on me to say, like, to make it seem like I have bigger issues than what you're going through.
Do you ever pull cards and just lay out what you're going through, or you just let it go?
I just kind of like...
All right.
Yeah.
I'll see you later. See you when I see you.
Yeah. And which sucks. And what you guys said, it sucks for...
But I do agree with you that this has become the norm, whether that's good, bad, whatever it is, it's the norm. And anything other than this, I do think would be like shocking to Parker.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Like, if you took a different route, it would be more traumatizing because this has been his norm.
Yeah. It's almost, Yeah. Like, I was going to say, rather than trying to fix or change, like, what we can't change or correct, it takes me back to the conversation of, like, your husband, you know? Mm-hmm. Like, the prayers that I have as your friend for your husband. And it's mm-hmm. not just, like, all these great qualities for you, but it's, like, being that fatherly figure, you know, yeah. being that, not that person that Parker needs as, like, that... In that, you know, man boil. I don't even know how to like.
I will say this. I will say that I don't think Parker is lacking from love. I don't think Parker is lacking from any type of father, like, man figure.
No, I think that your dad is filled that role. I think
he has. My dad is the most amazing man that has. I'm going to cry. But he has shown Parker so much of what a man is.
Yeah.
And,
it shows, like
it shows
Parker is
through
a...
Parker, because he is such a respectable little boy, and he has done so much, and the way he views of what a man should do and like dress of like he loves wearing his suits and like doing these things, and that's because of my dad, and it I am blessed to have that, and I think that's how it worked.
Yeah.
It worked out. And I think that's probably why I don't press my issue as much. But I mean, I do in my own way. But it's just crazy because I have other people see the situation that haven't been in my life as long. And they're like, damn, like, wow. Like, I really don't respect. And I'm like, yeah. They're like, what the fuck? I'm like, yeah. But I am so blessed. I am blessed to have my dad, and I don't think Parker is lacking in any of those senses of, you know, missing that.
No, I don't think so. I think that he's had the best example of what, you know, a man should be, and all these things through your dad.
His exposure is great. Like, and your dad, it's not just, it seems that feed different parts of him. Mm-hmm. Yeah. So it's, in that sense, solid. Parker is solid.
Yeah.
He's so solid.
You can host the best backyard barbecue when you find a professional on Angie to make your backyard the best around. Connect with skilled professionals to get all your home projects done well. Inside to outside, repairs to renovations. Get started on the Angie app or visit Angie.com today. You can do this when you Angie that.
Angie has made it easier than ever to connect with skilled professionals to get all your jobs projects done well.
I absolutely love this because, you know, if you own a home, it can be really hard to maintain. It's hard to find people that can help you for a big project or a small. Well, whether it's in everyday maintenance and repairs or making dream projects a reality, it can be hard just to know where to start. But now, all you need to do is Angie that and find a skilled local pro who will deliver the quality and expertise you need. Angie has over 20 years of home service experience, and they've combined it with new tools to simplify the whole process. Bring them your project online or with the Angie app, answer a few questions, and Angie can handle the rest from start to finish. Or help you compare quotes from multiple pros and connect instantly, which means you can take care of just about any home project in just a few taps. Because when it comes to getting the most out of your home, you can do this when you Angie that. Download the free Angie mobile app today or visit Angie.com. That's ANGI.com.
Ever think those fables and fairy tales from back in the day are just a little bit dusty? Wondery and Tinkercast are bringing you a new kids and family podcast, Once Upon a Beat. Join host DJ Fuch and his trusty turntable, Baby Scratch, as they deliver remixes of fables and folk tales, rhythm and rhymes, and fun spins on classics as old as time. Grab the whole family and get ready to groove, because they're putting the rap in Rapunzel and getting down with that funky duckling. Where hip-hop and fables meet, it's Once Upon a Beat. Follow Once Upon a Beat on the Wondery app or wherever you get your podcasts. You can listen to all episodes of Once Upon a Beat early and ad-free right now by joining Wondery Plus in the Wondery app or Wondery Kids Plus in Apple Podcast.
What's going on with you?
Yeah, what's your co-parenting looking like, and how's that
so
for you?
So I introduced Cheyenne to a new term this week.
What is it?
First off, Kyle's been at my house for like...
Hold on. I haven't been home since since the kids left.
So a week. 10 days.
10 days.
She's been living her life. Zach goes, is your sister in her room downstairs? I'm like, yep. He's like...
And if I'm not down there, I'm upstairs with Ryder. Because Ryder's been like, auntie, sleepover now. Like, I've really been at Ryder's beck and call this whole week. Like,
Ryder's so happy to have her to herself.
Oh, and I am so happy to have Ryder... To myself. Yourself. Like, I've been at Cheyenne and Zach's house, but I've really been with Ryder.
She wants nothing to do with me or Zach. Nothing. Yesterday, she was talking about doing this TikTok all day to the point where Zach said, Ryder, I'll do the TikTok with you. And she said, No, I'm waiting for my aunt. She's going to do it with me. Don't worry.
I've honestly probably got more sleep this week just because Ryder has camp in the morning. She has a real schedule. And she's like, auntie, it's time to cuddle. And I'll be like, okay, like, I'm just going to cuddle a little bit and then go finish up my stuff.
Early. Yeah.
Oh, that girl has me in a chokehold in the bed. I'll literally be sitting there like, trying to get my phone. Like,
I come in there and take pictures of
and
them.
And then we're both knocked out.
But they're like intertwined. And then I went through Ryder's phone. I go through Ryder's phone all the time just to like go through her text, even though she has like. Nobody's number, but she has two friends' numbers, and I just like
to
read.
Talking.
They talk so much, so I just like to see what they're talking about. But they send videos back and forth. So I was going through her photos. It's all pictures of Kyle and Ryder twirling, Kyle picking her up. They're doing this. I'm like, where was I? Like, I'm in the same
that
house.
That is hilarious.
Where was I?
I'm like, I got rid of my kids and picked up a few more. Like, yeah, I've been enjoying this time, this kid-free time. Listening to you guys talk about camps, I was like, I'm not in it right now. No, but I know it's stressful. I've been
every morning
of the week.
Kyle goes,
"What camp
is today? You're doing great.
I've been like, Cheyenne, you're such a great mom. I just want you to know, like, you're a great mom." And Cheyenne's like,
bro, one camp is from 8:30 to 9:30, and then I have to be there right at 9:30 to get her to the next camp.
Yes, which is, but everything's like down the street from each other.
No thanks. And then I go home and I pick up my other little shrimp man who's screaming at me, and then I take him, and then it's just like, okay, everybody leave me alone. And then I'm looking at Zach, and he's looking at me, and I'm like, get up, it's time to go get Ryder.
Time to go get Ryder.
Get up, help me.
He's like, there's just no time for us.
And yeah,
like,
and I honestly, so today I think I'm going to go home. Ryder was looking for me already. And then she was like, well, I want to go sleep with you at your house. Yeah. And all I'm thinking is, I'm going to go take a break. Because I do want to give, like, after seeing your schedule, like, I have time now. Like, I'm able to do the things that I want to do right now, work-wise and just, like, hobby-wise. Like, I want you guys to have, like, a set date night while I'm
gone. I can't remember while my kids are gone. We've been on a date. It's really okay.
So. No, that's not okay.
He's like, hey, we don't need a date.
The last time somebody offered us a date night, we took it, and we just sat in our bed.
Well, then that's
and
fine.
And just watched a show, and we were like, this is great.
Aw,
because we weren't running
that.
After
yeah,
the kids
people.
Or, like, running, aww, you know, like, just doing the
people.
Most.
I will look at the calendar again and see what day.
Did you see that calendar?
Yeah, I think Sunday is, like, the only free day where they both are clear. So,
Sunday.
I know. I don't know if I take him Saturday night. So, Sunday. Something.
Saturday, Ace has swim. Ryder
yeah,
has
Saturday.
A birthday party.
Oh, I didn't know about the birthday party. Yes. That wasn't on the calendar.
That was on the calendar.
I just got that reminder email from Paperless Post or whatever. That
those reminders come in clutch.
They come in clutch because I would have
for like,
sure
girl,
forgot.
Get that present. Get that thing.
Oh, I'd be doing the Amazon presents.
Smart.
I need to do that.
Yeah.
That'd be, other than that, so stressful.
I show up to a party without writing our name on the gift.
Yeah, you for sure did that for Iris and Prince.
And then I'm like, hey.
Bro, Kyle's been living her best life.
Yeah, I have. I started, so since the boys have been gone, I started voice lessons.
Okay.
I went away for a few days.
Sing?
Well, okay, so Nana turns 85 in August, and she has requested that I sing a song at her birthday.
Oh, her tea party.
At her tea party.
At my house.
At Cheyenne's house. And that the kids are also have been requested to sing Jesus Loves Me.
She even put Ace down. I said, yeah. Nana, what do you want Ace to sing?
She said, I want Ace to sing the song.
Like, and she wants you to sing.
She wants me to sing. Yeah. So she singing? Gave me a list of three songs to choose from.
Are you singing too, Cheyenne?
Hell no. I'm
Cheyenne
hosting.
Doesn't listen to music.
No. It, my thing is it's she my home. House. It's at my house.
She
so
can sing Jesus Loves Me.
I'm not singing shit, okay? Nana already knew, don't even ask me to sing a song. She all yeah. she did was put my address as the location.
The location.
And we got an email from her that's like explaining
this morning,
everything.
It's a full memo.
And Zach said, is that our address? Are we having a tea party with a bunch of 85-year-olds? I was like, yes.
Yo, she has a guest list of like 15 or 14 people.
I
and
love
there's
Nana.
Like additional.
She's living her best people, life.
But it's like, she knows she's got the flowers, the colors, yes. like what type of service. So it's
a full thing.
It's a full thing. So I started doing voice lessons twice a week. And I actually committed to lessons for the next 9 weeks.
Good for you.
Yes. So I've got that going on. About to start working out. I've just been kind of, you know, bumming it around a little bit.
She eats great at our house.
Yeah, I've been eating.
I'm sure you eat great.
Y'all. Okay. I love my food. Uh-huh. I love to cook. But if there's one thing that I love more than my food and loving to cook, it is eating my sister's food. Because she also is a great cook.
She is a great cook.
And sometimes it's just like, I just get to watch. Like,
I'm like. So you're just living your best life right now.
Oh, I have
oh,
no.
Oh, Zach made his dinner last night.
Zach has made dinner.
What did he make?
He cleans.
It is like, Shannon, I'm like.
You're in the best hotel. Can I come over?
This is the most sister wives, non-sister wives situation I've ever been in. And I'm like, sure, I'll take the kids.
Sure.
Yes. The other night, we went and got massages the other day.
Yeah, we went to a like a Thai.
A hole in the wall.
Massage parlor thing. Yeah.
I think Zach was scared and Cheyenne
Zach
and I
was
were
scared.
Like,
me and
Kyle
were like, let's get naked.
Where did you guys find that at?
Yep. That thing was,
it was great.
We've just been having fun. I mean, between all of the camps and the pickup and the drop-offs, like, we still have, like, you know, a couple hours in between things.
Oh, yeah. Bro, we went took Ryder to gymnastics the other day. There was this fine-ass daddy.
Y'all, I'm not even going to, I'm not even kidding. I just put my head down. I had to just put my head. If my nose could have touched the floor, it would have.
Wait, was that fine?
Okay, so she started this new gym, this new gymnastics gym, and I was like, Kyle, come with me, because, you know, I'm just, like, socially weird and always scared of people, so I'm like, come with me, take Ryder to this new class. It's not like going to her school. I'm used to her school.
Right.
Yes. So we go to it, and I'm more nervous than Ryder is, so Ryder walks in. She's like, just stay a little bit and make sure I'm good or whatever. So we stayed in, like, the little parent waiting area for
we stayed inside the gym.
Oh,
and
yeah.
And then we were probably like, we should actually
And then we were like, let's get
gym.
Out of the gym area and go to the waiting area. So we're in the waiting area for probably like 10, 15 minutes. And then I'm like, all right, like, Ryder's not even paying attention to us. She hasn't looked
She's
at us
fine.
One time.
Yeah.
Like, I'm just being the weirdo watching her. So let's go. So we're walking out, and this guy is holding through, and I see this cute-ass little girl walking. She's so cute. And then I just look up and see the dad, and I immediately put my head down. My chin was touching my tits. Like, it was, like, stuffed, and I'm like, oh, fuck, don't look. I'm not about to catch a case
Y'all,
here.
I was so in my own world. I missed the whole front of him.
Bruh.
All I saw was like an arm. By then I was like, what's going on?
And I'm looking down and all I'm thinking is, Kyle, look at the man. Look at the man. So we get in Kyle's car, right? And I look next to her car and I go, oh, watch that be his car. It's this beautiful ass white big body Cullinan, like, This car is like $500,000. Maybe not, but in my head it is.
Yeah. She said, I smell shmoney.
And I'm like, bitch, go back in there and holler at that daddy. I'm like, go back in the gym. Ryder forgot something.
Go buy a leotard.
So this is how lame we are. We're waiting in the car to see if that's really his car.
No, what I'm
honest. Was it his car?
Oh, it was.
Oh, it was his car.
To be honest. Shit. Okay, I know I've had my time with Ryder, but to be, like, the last few years, I feel like there's been so much movement, like, kids, work, business. I don't really feel like we've just had genuine, like,
sister time. Yeah.
Sister time. Oh, so this last week has really been, like, sister yeah. time.
We really sat in her car and waited to see if this was, like, hot dad's car or not.
And then we drove away and we were like, knew it.
We
like,
knew that was his car. We knew that was his car.
We gotta go tell Zach.
Bro, we run home to tell Zach about the hot dad. I said, what'd he look like? I said, all I saw was the floor.
I saw I didn't nothing see else but the floor. I love
Kyle,
you.
What'd he look like, Kyle?
I didn't see the sexy dad.
I saw the back of him.
Bro, you never saw his face?
Y'all, I've been just like.
Kyle's in La La Land right now.
I've been reading for hours during the day.
Yeah. Like,
so
I've been
wait.
In class
go back
the
to
day.
Hot Dad's story. Ryder gets picked up at 3 o'clock. Me, Zach, and Kyle are like, let's be on time. Let's be on time and see if he's back.
Wait.
Zach wanted to see the car.
Zach is having a car fantasy.
Zach's like, I'll go. I just want to see the car.
Zach was like, come on, let's go.
Yeah, and Kyle's like, let's be on time to pick up Ryder. See if Hot Dad picks up the kid.
You guys have been living your best life.
We've been having
There's something wrong with all three of us.
Great days. Eating lunch and just laughing. Just, you know. Just genuinely having
Shit,
a really...
Shit, I needed to come to y'all house this week.
Nice yeah. time.
It's been a lot of fun.
But and I've also been, like, working at the same time. Like, I've just been doing all my stuff via email. Why did I say email like that? Or did it sound, like, funny?
No. Even this morning, sorry to cut you off, but this morning Zach calls me. And he says, where are you? I want to see you in the house. He's like, I'm checking the cameras and stuff. And I'm like, I'm giving Ace a bath, so there's clearly not a camera in our bathroom. He goes, okay, because all I see is your sister. And I'm like, where is she in the house? He's like, she's not. She's outside laying on the turf, like, reading or sunbathing or what is she doing out there? I was like, babe, I don't know. He goes, okay.
Y'all, my best life.
Good.
But also back to co-parenting.
Yeah, that's what
I did have so Messier and I are doing therapy counseling. And it's interesting because it's like an app through an app where like I can see his messages, he can see my messages, and like there's a therapist. So I saw all his messages and I was like, I'm not doing all that. Like, I'm not here to rehash stuff. Like, I'm just trying to figure out our communication now and like moving forward. Mm-hmm. So I set up a one-on-one session with a therapist, and I had my first session this week, and it was actually really nice. I felt very clear. Like, I was like, these are the boundaries I want to enforce, like, this is how, like, I would like to move forward, or this is what I see that I personally need to, like, effectively, like, not lose my shit as I'm parenting.
And where did you find this?
Messier found it. It's called Regain. It's a couples therapy, like, app.
I think it's cool. The only thing that throws me off is that you guys can see each other's messages.
I think so that's, isn't that toxic?
So you can have, like, private messages, but there's also, like, it depends on what you're trying to do. Like, some of these people may be trying to, like, get back together or, like, there's different ways that you can use it. For me personally, like, I would like my goal to be co-parenting with Messier, but right now I would like to try parallel parenting. Just due to, like, how things ended with us and just, like, how things actually are. And as I learn more and incorporate this into my life, I will share.
I love that. Thank
share.
You.
But, yeah.
I'd love to know more about
like,
that.
I feel like I had a good – I miss my kids like crazy, but I've also, like – I needed this time to just, like, breathe.
It's good to have time.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You deserve it.
Yeah. We've had fun.
Yeah, we've had fun. Like,
we went on a walk yesterday.
Oh, yeah. We've been riding scooters.
Kyle and Ryder made boba.
Homemade pho. Oh, my God. Busted all Ryder's violin. I haven't played a violin in 18 years. And Ryder was looking at me like, Auntie, you said you played, so
she's like, play. Show me.
Play, bitch. Like, tune it. So I, yesterday, retaught myself how to tune a violin, and we watched videos on how to rosin her bow, and Cheyenne put on a show for us. It was a great week. Y'all got a WTS.
Yeah, this is what to us. Anybody have advice for WTS? I'm trying to think if I have a WTS.
I think my whole week was just a WTF. Aww. I feel like I just kept getting hit. And I'm like, God, I'm done. Stop hitting me.
Aw, Shannon.
But I think, with that being said, like, you know, I think God chooses his toughest warriors. So.
I agree.
You know, but I was over this week. I'm like.
Okay, stop it.
Yeah, stop it.
We're good. I got to listen.
But that's my WT. It's my whole week.
Kyle?
I'm sorry. I'm trying to think if I have. I mean, it's not really like a WTF, but it's like a halfway WTF that I haven't really been home because I do still need to like finish moving and deal with my reality and like be a responsible parent adult. But other than that, like I've just kind of been a nomad this last week living out of a bag and I felt very alive.
Good.
And like, so I guess my advice would be like treat yourself. Sometimes, even if it goes against everything you think you should be doing in that moment, like sometimes it's okay to just stop and breathe and like go outside and lay in the sun and read a book for an hour, like do something outside of your norm to like be still or allow yourself to just kind of receive like new information or like, yeah, that's what I'm doing right now.
I think that's good.
Yeah.
I don't think I have a WTF, and I feel like the whole time we were driving here, I was thinking about WTFs, and I had a few, but now I can't think of one.
Don't you hate that?
It's so annoying.
That's so annoying.
My advice is I recently got this brand deal for this app called Greatness, and anytime I get a deal, like, I always want to use the app or the product for a few weeks so that when I do talk about it, it has, like, some authenticity behind it. So I've been using this Greatness app, and at first I was, like, a little confused by it, like, what it was, if it was for, like, just parenting. It's a lifestyle app. But then I started going through it, and I'm obsessed.
Oh, I love that.
Okay, so this is not an ad, by the way, but I'm genuinely, and I don't even know if I should be talking about it, but anyway, I'm so obsessed with this app, and it gives you, like, daily reminders of, like, habits. So super randomly, I put in one for water. Like, I feel like I don't drink enough water. So it gives me, like, it's like my accountability partner for, like, drink a cup of water when you first wake up and, like, all these different, like, habit things.
Oh, cool.
So, like, one that I did was for water. There's parenting habits. There's one where it's, like, sit 5 minutes in a room with your kid, like, with no distractions.
Oh, cool.
So it's, like, all these different ones that I've just been doing throughout the week. And then I was sitting there the other day, and Ace and I were playing, and I'm, like, I'm really taking things from this app. Like, I'm genuinely
I'm listening to the reminder.
It's like, stop what you're doing right now. Stare at your partner. So the other day, I stop and I'm staring at Zach, and he's like, what the fuck are you looking at? And I'm like, my Greatness app told me to do it.
I'm looking at you, okay? You mentioned that it's like short periods of time.
It's short. It's like 5 minute things.
People, like, when it's like, oh, change your habit, they're thinking, when am I going to have time to do this? And it's like, bro. It takes you 30 seconds to think about this prompt.
Yeah, but
the
cool thing is when you do it, like the water thing, it gave you like so many different things you can read or like listen to audio about like the habit of water. And it was, and that's what I said, just start with one cup as soon as you wake up, and then you'll start to realize it will come more into your like daily routine of drinking more water. Now I can't, I'm like constantly like, where's my water bottle, you know? But I just want you guys to check out this app. I have a code and stuff. I'm not gonna do it because I actually don't know the code because
I'm like, is it out yet?
Yeah, the app is out yet. I mean, the app is out, but I'm honestly not supposed to like talk about it for
but
like
you,
another
you like
week
it.
Or
you
so.
You enjoy it.
But I really do like it. So I want you guys to go on it.
I must say, I've seen Cheyenne.
Eventually, I'll share it and post it. But I'm telling you, at least download it right now and start to look at it because I'm in love with it.
I love that. I just want to say one quick thing. I feel like I was a Debbie Downer this episode, but I feel like most episodes I really don't get in like deep with like myself and my situation and stuff. And the biggest thing I want everyone to take from, like, whatever single moms are going through, that talk to your friends about your situations, be open, and it's okay to go through your own personal journey with your co-parenting, and it doesn't always look beautiful, but I just shout out to all the moms, and I know it's not easy, so I just wanted to share that. I'm sorry. It's like my
you were a Debbie Downer.
Yeah, don't be sorry.
And but I mean, like, yeah,
I think that you're allowed to feel, yeah. And that's and what I you did, like, and that's is, okay.
And this is a space of being super real, so I feel like I'm just being a little transparent.
It's okay to be, like, vulnerable in your chaos, like, or what you feel is, like,
yeah, because I'm definitely at this moment, feel like I'm in chaos. So I just, moms out there that are going through whatever, just know you're not alone.
Aw, that's real.
Yeah. Okay, guys, as always, I hope you guys have a good week and follow us on Think Loud Crew on Instagram and on YouTube. Like, comment, subscribe, give us feedback. Go give Shannon some love this week. Thanks. Share some positive words and affirmations with her. And you can follow me at Shy Not Shy.
You can follow me at Shannon by Shan C. Hair by Shannon C. Sorry.
I don't know why I looked at Shannon right?
Like that. It scared me.
And you can follow me at R. Kyle Lynn. And don't forget to tune in on your favorite podcast platform.
And tell your crew about our crew.
Every Monday.
You can host the best backyard barbecue. When you find a professional on Angie to make your backyard the best around. Connect with skilled professionals to get all your home projects done well. Inside to outside, repairs to renovations. Get started on the Angie app or visit Angie.com today. You can do this when you Angie that.
Angie has made it easier than ever to connect with skilled professionals to get all your jobs projects done well.
I absolutely love this because, you know, if you own a home, it can be really hard to maintain. It's hard to find people that can help you for a big project or a small. Well, whether it's in everyday maintenance and repairs or making dream projects a reality, it can be hard just to know where to start. But now all you need to do is Angie that. And find a skilled local pro who will deliver the quality and expertise you need. Angie has over 20 years of home service experience, and they've combined it with new tools to simplify the whole process. Bring them your project online or with the Angie app, answer a few questions, and Angie can handle the rest from start to finish. Or help you compare quotes from multiple pros and connect instantly, which means you can take care of just about any home project in just a few taps, because when it comes to getting the most out of your home, you can do this when you Angie that. Download the free Angie mobile app today or visit Angie.com. That's ANGI.com.
It's lunchtime at Tim Hortons, and we're serving up a special deal just for you. Our new $5.99 lunch deal includes your choice of any lunch sandwich and a side of crunchy kettle chips. Because what's lunch without a little crunch? And the sandwich choice is all yours, like a ham and Swiss, Chipotle chicken wrap, BLT, and more, made to order just the way you like it. Tim Hortons' new lunch deal. Simple, delicious, and just $5.99. Now that's a good deal. Only at your neighborhood Tim's. U.S. only. Price and participation vary. Terms apply.